The halls of Stephen C. Foster Elementary School were packed this Earth Day, but not with students. Over 100 volunteers planted, painted, and watered to construct a reading garden. The students were surprised to learn they won the garden in a reading contest.
I hope that the garden brings an inspiration of reading, and we hope it inspires them to know that reading is not a chore, but reading can be a joy.
That was Principal Jacqueline Sonderlin. Her students won the second annual contest created by the Los Angeles Galaxy Foundation and the Home Depot Center Charitable Foundation. Volunteers from both organizations, plus four members of the Galaxy team, contributed to the garden. Gloria King is the director of the Galaxy Foundation.
What we hope they gain is place and opportunity for them to encourage and instill literacy. I mean, I know as a kid, I loved reading, and I would have loved to have a space like this at my school that I could come out and sit and read in.
Students had to answer questions about The Lorax by Dr. Seuss to win the contest. Despite budget cuts, Sonderlin says the garden will positively affect literacy rates in her school.
Regardless of the budget and the cuts that occur, we're not going to stop reading. We're not going to stop beautifying our school. We believe that why not our kids have the best that they can have.
Starting this Earth Day, students at Foster Elementary can enjoy reading and the Earth all at the same time. Amanda Herman, Annenberg Radio News.